We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been explaining to us about laziness. And he quoted a pasuk where Shlomo Melech says, I passed by a lazy man's field, and I saw it covered with weeds, and the fence was broken, and no one's been taking care of it. So the Chafetz Chaim is expanding on that, and he says, the prime purpose of a field is that you plow, you plant, and it grows. We put up a fence so that wild animals don't come in and destroy everything. If a person is going to be too lazy to plow, too lazy to plant, so what does it produce on its own? Weeds, thorns, and then ultimately even the fence gets ruined, so that even if he at one point decides, I want to take out all the thorns, I'll plant it the way I should, it won't be of any avail until he refences it. Ken Adam, by the same token, a person צריך להיות לו זריזות לתורה ללמוד בכל יום ויום כפי כוחו. A person should work with alacrity, swiftly, to learn Torah every day as he can, according to his strength. וכן כי הגוונה להזדרז עצמו לתשובה ומעשים טובים תמיד בכל כוחו. And so too, a person should rush himself to do תשובה ומעשים טובים every day with all strength. ואז, and then if you're taking care the way you should, תוציא הנפש כל מה שיש בכוחה, the soul realizes its potential. Be it that the strength of holiness gets more in the person, and a person's wisdom becomes yoter biyoter, more and more. Or the fence that will have all good traits. Because Hashem put in the nature of the neshama, the holy neshama He placed in a human being, that the neshama has potential for growth. The neshama is like a field. It's not just an allegory that Shlomo Melech chose about a field. It's because our neshama is really like a field. Kumo hazriya shebaaretz, just like a field has potential for growth, sheyesh bechocha leitrabot arbe yoter mibatchila, it can grow far beyond what you see when you first approach a barren field. So too our neshama. It has potential for growth. The question is, will we cultivate it? But just like in a field, you need that you have dew and rain landing on what you've planted, then it gives out what its potential is. So too the soul has to have the light of the wisdom of the Torah and its holiness. And according to the value of what appears on the soul, so too, the strength of wisdom and holiness comes out, and that's what the pasuk says. Yarov kamatal likhi tizal katal imrati. What I say, Hashem says, comes down like rain and like dew. Just like rain and dew give forth plants, so too Hashem says, what I teach, my Torah, will also cause your neshama to sprout and grow. It's just a matter of exposing it to the rain of the Torah.